Past 10 o'clock, we've officially entered the second hour of the show. If you've just joined us, welcome. I am keeping you company all the way through to 12 noon. But right now, it's time for us to get into our brunch chat. So, in celebration of United Nations World Youth Skills Day, a new look SAP Africa Code Week officially launched across the continent with a number of exciting changes and additions to empower Africa's youth with digital skills learning. So, it's now in its sixth year, and Africa Code Week is the largest digital literacy initiative on the continent and has actually reached millions of children and young adults. And to tell us more about this, joining us on the line is Sanel Jeunes, who is the Director of Government Relations and CSR at SAP Africa. Sanel, welcome to the Urban Brunch. Sanel, are you there? All right, Sanel, welcome to the Urban Brunch.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me this morning.
Are you well?
Doing fine, as can be. It's heading out of the sort of wintry mode into warmer times, I hope.
Yeah, we certainly do hope so, and we are looking forward to warmer times. But let's talk about the United Nations World Youth Skills Day and the launch of Africa Code Week. What is the significance of World Youth Skills Day in conjunction with the launch of Africa Code Week?
So the United Nations, they put in place this World Youth Skills Day for everybody to take into account the fact that youth need to be prioritized in terms of their future and ensuring that they are future-proofed in terms of skill sets that they are being able to be given for the future in order for them to be successful. So the United Nations put that in place. And we as SAP, have had the Africa Code Week in place since 2016. It's basically a coding initiative that is utilizing freely available MIT Scratch software. And, we teach children as young as 8 years old how to actually code. And within a period of about 40 minutes, we can teach the kids to write lines of codes, and as they proceed and move along the pathway, they can actually undertake gamification. And all of this is happening because we understand that in today's world, especially in a COVID world, that technology and the ability to understand the use of technology is critical for the competitiveness of Africans. And maybe I should just add that last year we went to 37 countries in Africa and we reached more than 3.8 million young children and youth, of which approximately 47% were young girls and young women. And we were also able to, in countries like Mozambique, touch people who were blind and deaf and be able to give them an ability to code. So, this is quite an expansive program. We ran it with a number of partners on the ground. And the ultimate goal of Africa Code Week is to enable countries in Africa, particularly governments, to adopt coding in the education curriculum. Mm-hmm. And you've seen, for example, President Ramaphosa last year announced that robotics and coding will be introduced in the school curriculum. Mm. So that gives some kind of background as to what we've tried to achieve and where we've been to in the last sort of year and prior to that, the 4 years before that.
That's absolutely fantastic because, I mean, we're looking at things now and we can absolutely see how quick and fast the world is moving and how we're entering a digital space where artificial intelligence is going to be taking over. But what will this year's Africa Code Week program then involve?
Thanks for asking that question. I think it's important because of COVID-19, we understand the limitations. Prior to this, we used to have train-the-trainer sessions in person, and we had a lot of young children and youth, going to community centers and schools and undertaking the coding exercises. But because of COVID-19, our outlook for this year is to go to 54 countries in Africa. Mm-hmm. We are working on a virtual process in terms of delivering this, and that will entail a number of steps. The first of which is we launched Africa Code Week 2020 on World Skills Youth Day. That will be followed up with the announcement of what we call an African code. AFRI, C-A-N-C-O-D-E, African Code Challenge, which will run and come to fruition in the month of October. But prior to that, and to enable that we have a central repository of information, we're also launching an Africa Code Week application in the month of September, which will be accessible to many, many children and youth. And we know that as much as we say Africa is not connected and all of that, ultimately young people have access to mobile devices in the rural areas. You know, in, for example, in 2017, we actually went into Rwanda, in the mountains of Rwanda, without any internet, and we were able to teach kids who have never even seen a computer in their lives before how to go straight from that into coding.
Oh, wow.
So we're quite optimistic that, you know, with the hunger for knowledge and the fact that this coding is so relevant in today's world, that young people will take this opportunity as presented in the various formats that we offer it.
I absolutely love that this is focusing on young people, because they're the ones that actually grasp information so much quicker and are actually able to teach more people about things like coding and all of that. But what do you think is the importance of building digital skills amongst our youth, and how old or young can you be to get involved with spreading digital literacy in communities?
So the importance of learning, firstly, coding, it gives you structure. It enables you to think and understand the world in a logical way. Mm. All of us need order in our lives, no matter what type of thinker you are, whether you are somebody who's very concerned about administration, or you are a blue sky thinker, somebody who thinks in the clouds. Everybody needs structure. And coding teaches you structure. It teaches you about things that can happen sequentially, like one after the other, and it teaches you about things that happen in parallel. So you could be brushing your teeth whilst you have your feet in water and warming your feet up. But we know that you have to put your socks on before you put your shoes on. And that type of thing needs to be taught to people from a very young age. It also teaches them the ability to manipulate information and computational thinking, which is the hallmark of all type of digital economies in the world. The entire world has moved into this technological space, which is called 4IR. I hear a lot of people just use that term loosely. But actually, the basis of being able to penetrate and utilize the fourth industrial revolution is to understand what basic coding is about and how that applies in the use of applications, and ultimately to applying those quote-unquote applications to everyday life. The world today is moving towards a cashless society. A lot of things. People run their homes from their telephones. They open gates. They turn on electricity. They turn on air conditioning. They are able to manage their surveillance systems with the use of technology. And with as time goes on, the use of systems such as, or applications such as Bitcoin, it has become quite a popular thing, and the use of systems which allow money to be transacted in a safe mechanism becomes important. Therefore, as we hurtle along into the 21st century, we'll need more and more understanding and utilization of technology to advance the human race. And the human race is evolving. Those who are left behind will suffer. And our belief structure is, by going to these 54 countries, is to ensure that young Africans are not left as just observers in the process of the rest of the world's globalization and how it moves ahead, but they're actual participants, not only in terms of consumption, but also in the ability to develop applications and be able to also look at the world and participate from an economic perspective.
I absolutely love that. And you having made mention of the fact that you want them to form part of this and be part of the developing process, the skills that the youth will then acquire at Africa Code Week, will these be, will you be able to use these codes in conjunction, or these skills rather, in conjunction with the current schooling curriculum, or are these skills a skill set that you could actually use on its own?
The skill sets developed, all of the thinking and utilization of Scratch, it's the most widely utilized, freely available software in the world. Mm. A lot of school curricula around the world are adopting that and utilizing that. There are more than 700 coding languages in the world at the moment.
Sure.
Right? All of them are based on a similar structure. So if you take mammals, I'm just using that as an example. Mm-hmm. There's some things which define mammals as organisms. Mm. And similarly, there are some basics which defines coding. What they learn in Scratch coding, they can apply it in the use in similar environments and using Python, for example, which is a more advanced type of programming language. Mm. Or they can utilize it in any other language that they find themselves being exposed to. So all of these skill sets that they develop, they learn teamwork, they learn how to work independently, they learn how to work remotely, they learn how to be creative, they learn how to discover their own talents, they learn about using mathematics without even realizing it. Mm. And the best way to teach is by ensuring that the environment that young people find themselves in is almost like a kindergarten. Mm. When people, even human beings, learn while they play, they remember things and they're able to be much more creative. And humanity is defined by the ability to be creative and innovative. And those are the skill sets that we leave behind in this entire process.
Absolutely. Now, you've made mention of the fact that over 3.85 million African children actually engaged with the Africa Code Week program in 2019. How many kids or youth are you actually hoping to engage with this year?
And that, again, is an interesting question. With the COVID pandemic and what has actually happened, we are of the opinion that our reach into 54 African countries is now much more important than actually looking at replicating, let's say, a number like 3.8 million. Mm. Because we would ensure that the program is truly African, is truly encompassing the antipodes of Africa, from Morocco to Cape Town, from Nigeria on the west coast to Kenya in the east, and all 54 countries within. That's our primary focus, is the geographic spread. Mm-hmm. The numbers, we would be very, very optimistic to expect numbers of 3.85 million in 2020. But on the upside, with the introduction of the application that we have, we may viralize this even further. So at the moment, we haven't put a stake in the ground to say that the conditions that applied last year are the same as this year. Therefore, we are open to the kind of number that will come out. But the important thing is we want to hit the number of going into the 54 African countries. Mm. The actual number of students, we're not concerned about that. We do believe we'll reach some significant numbers, but we're not going to try to hit 3.85 again. Let's put it out that way. If we do, it'll be magnificent, but we understand the constraints. Mm-hmm.
So this is a program that has been running for 6 years. What have you found the response to be from the youth in the past couple of years that it's been running?
Sorry, you just broke up in that question. Can you please repeat that? I'm so sorry.
No problem. So this is a program that has been running for about 6 years. What have you found the response from the youth to be in the past 6 years that it's been running?
It's been absolutely fantastic. The response from the youth is that they need something like this. We find that they want to spend more time doing this type of thing than being in their home environments, which sometimes can be depressing because of the nature of African economies. We also find that they're inspired, that when they learn new things, their eyes light up, they remember things much more, and there's a lot of creativity that comes out of it. This is also translated into Africa Code Week winning many awards on the global stage, from awards at MIT in the United States, to awards in Europe, to various other awards in terms of global coding competitions, and more particularly in terms of the output. So the uptake has been significant. We find that ultimately, out of 3.85 million, we won't have 3.85 million coding for the rest of their lives. But what we would have done is created an appetite. Even yourself, if you think about yourself, why are you in radio? Somebody inspired you, or somebody gave you some opportunity, or you're highly talented and you're able to bring all of these things together. But something sparked you to aspire to where you are. And we hope, through Africa Coding, to inspire the next Mark Zuckerbergs, or the next Bill Gates, or the next Mark Shuttleworth of these worlds, and to be able to take us forward like Elon Musk is doing with everything that he's driving in the United States. Humanity ultimately will survive or be decimated on the basis of which we use technology. That's a given fact right now.
Absolutely. So we have youth members that are listening. We have youth members that are intrigued by what the information that you're sharing with us. How do they then form part of this program if it's something that they are interested in?
So we have a website, africacode.org. On that website, all the information and the repository of information is present. The various sort of initiations that are happening across the various countries, those are indicated. And within that, there will also be heads up given around the, when I say heads up, there will also be advance notice given around the launch of the application. And the application will be available on, on open source software, so we don't restrict people in the utilization thereof. And that's the easiest way to get to know about what is happening.
All right, fantastic. So, Noel, thank you so much for taking time out to speak to us and for running a program like this, which I think is very, very important. We certainly look forward to more youth members joining and this becoming something that is known globally.
We appreciate that deeply, and we wish you well, and we encourage your students as well at UJ to focus on, utilizing the online platforms and also entering the fray of technology and innovation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. That was Sunil Jenis, who's the Director of Government Relations and CSR at SAP Africa. So in celebration of United Nations World Youth Skills Day, a new look SAP Africa Code Week officially launched across the continent with a number of exciting changes and additions to empower Africa's youth with digital skills learning. And it's now officially in its sixth year. And Africa Code Week is the largest digital literacy initiative on the continent and has actually reached millions of children and young adults. So remember, if you do want to form part of this program, or if you do want more information, just go onto their website at africacode.org and get all the information that you require there. It's 33 minutes past 10 o'clock. When we get back, we're going to get into Guess the Artist. Three clues on the table, and you need to tell me who our artist for this morning is.